Gürkem Arıkan, who is joining us here today. Gürkem. And Boris Sheshenkov? Sheshenkov, right?
I guess so.
Yes, okay. To develop two new instruments for live improvisation. Tarek is connecting some of his previous instruments to materials of the Weisswitz archive, and various audiences will engage with the instruments via educational approaches in the form of workshops in places such as Sound Lab and Musikgebouw. Gürkem's instrument is in collaboration with Sound Lab Musikgebouw and students of the HKU Instrument Building and Sound Design. And just a last note that this Sonic Acts Biennial of 2024 is taking place in February and March of this year, and it's going to be very exciting and very big, over like 15 different locations in the city. Yeah. Without further ado, Gürkem Arıkan.
Thank you. Yeah, I wouldn't guess like back in time that that my work will bring me this opportunity that like this year Sonic Acts dedicated the festival to Michel Weisswitz. And then now I'm responsible of making an instrument referring to him, actually. So that's why today I wanted to show you and talk about my research since I came to the Netherlands. It's been 6 years. And I had already been, my bachelor was on music, but in Istanbul. And this school was not like a classical conservatory. We had like electronic music classes and many things. And my final project was an installation, actually, which was called Broken Feedback Trio. Mm-hmm. And so in this, it's trio because you see there are three objects and all of them are broken and non-functioning, discarded materials. So this, the one on the left, and maybe if I go one forward. So this is a symbol, it was on the trash of a studio, it was completely broken. So the idea is like I put these piezos, like you saw recently, on each instrument, and I also put one speaker so that they feedback. And then I was trying to control this feedback through different techniques. And also, this was actually a chematic experiment of mine. I don't know if you know, it's about making sound waves visible. So when this speaker moves, and you put a sand on it, so the speaker also would move the plate, and then the sand on the plate would move the in a way that you will see the patterns of the sound waves. But then I was not using it anymore. I did this for a sound physics class, and then it was discarded. And this violin that I was working on, it was also broken. So I put a stepper motor on it, and there was this springs. Actually, the thing I like it here, maybe it's already here, yes. The spring here cannot very well attach to the gear. So when it starts rotating, it jumps the gears sometimes, but which makes this generative rhythmical patterns, which is not really, you wouldn't expect. And also like all these amps, like these ones, actually these are the amps of the piezos. And so I was thinking, how can I control feedback? Because like, you know, if you played, experienced a feedback, it sticks, it's stuck in a frequency and it goes until all the way. So I was thinking if I can maybe, when it sticks to a frequency, turn off the volumes and then let it go again, then it will catch another frequency. And if the amplitude, the volume is going higher again, So actually, there was another main microphone listening to the installation, and there was this envelope followers, like following the overall volume of the installation. And in case it stuck to a frequency, the motors were turning down the amps. And then, it's not well documented, but this is one of the videos I recorded during the tryouts. It's also something that you can really interact. It's a performative thing. It can also run by itself, but it was fun to play. So I'll skip quickly. And then I came to the Sonology here, and my proposal was to make an orchestra like this, but controlled with body movements, because Michal Voice is one of my main influences. And I was always hearing, like in the Netherlands, people always put on streets like random objects. And I was always interested in found objects and making something out of it, as you see in Broken Feedback Trio. So actually, in my first months, I was always on the streets, like what I can find, on the second-hand shops and stuff. So I was just collecting these random things. Like, I had no idea about that. And then after that, I moved to a new room, and I found this squeaking chair. And it was squeaking very nice, by the way. I had the idea of like putting a sensor on this chair. So there is this accelerometer which measures the tilt, like all the axes. And then there is a TNZ, like this one here. And here on the arm, there is a Bella, which runs pure data patches, super collider patches, like those kind of audio programming softwares that you can run inside. And I build a sampler inside, and there is a contact microphone under the chair, which captures the squeaking sound of the chair, and then the sensors, you could then record your own squeaks and then rub it like a DJ, or I don't know. So this is how was it? So this was the first and last prototype because it stopped squeaking. Because like as long as you do that and it starts like working again, and if you let it alone, it gets rust because of not moving, you know.
Yeah.
So and also like it was a very big performance vehicle. So what if I play in a venue? So it was very hard to carry this like big chair with me. But it was theatrical, and I had many ideas of them. But I stopped that idea there. And then, but while doing that, I noticed because that was the first time I started using digital sensors, and they always have noise, like. They don't have like this single line. They always have this. And I was thinking like abusing the algorithms, like how can I use this natural noise and then make a sound out of it. And I decided to use this data, which is a noisy data, and use on a sampler. And I connected, mapped that data to the start and end point of a sample. So that noise will select which part of the sample is playing. And then I had this sound, which is called sonification, actually. And then I analyzed this sound as well, both in terms of pitch, like frequency, and I mapped it to the synthesizers. So behind you see the noise, and in the front there's the synthesized sound. And the noise created its own composition, actually. I was just an agent. So I'll skip these parts. And I was still searching something, like, what will I do? So I have to write a thesis and show a piece, decide on a final project. So at this time that you were talking about, there was Frank, showed me this was a billiard game controller from 90s or something like that. It's a wireless controller. You can put the, what's it called, duck or?
Dongle
in the computer. So it will send the accelerometer to the computer. And so I was playing around with this tool and finding a way how to make a musical performance out of it. And then I also tried animating toys with the same thing. I continue. So I wanted to hack it. So when you open it, actually, the buttons you see on the remote, like, they just actually short these conductive pads. Mm-hmm. And then I soldered some wires, all those pads. And then I used some conductive yarns and made a sweater out of it. And then all the buttons now are my fingers. My thumb is negative. All the other fingers are positive. So if I make this, this is the trigger. This is the under trigger. This is the under trigger. And also, like, the accelerometer is here. So now it's a wearable instrument. And at this time, I played a show with this. Skipping. And then I like this, but actually this device was very obsolete. It was not possible to maintain it. And I wanted to make a proper version of this. And I bought these are XP radio receivers. And they actually, like, work very well. And there's another sensor behind. And these all, there's now again Teensy in action. And this was my first own prototype. So there was this bracelet and the rings for both of my hands. It was a wireless system like this. But I was still using these copper tapes for my fingers. And, like, they were always wearing out. They were not really sustainable. And then I started using these kind of materials. This was my final prototype. It's still under construction, actually. I'm looking for different ways of rebuilding this. So I want you to guess what is this visual material from while it's playing. Any guess?
This is the red light of the, like, the ambulance.
Oh, it's infrared from a remote. No. Mm.
Nice guess.
Opa.
It's just an LED.
Oh.
So I was just playing around with this, and I made a box. Now the LEDs are there, and the LEDs were blinking according to my movements. Mm. So I was thinking of making an audiovisual performance. So I put the phone on the box, and then together with my sounds, it's like this. It's completely glitch. And then I play the... Skipping fast. And then, so I at the end, I call this performance harmonic. And this was my final show at the school. We'll be right back. piezo on the floor. Piezo on the floor. Not always this noisy. There are these parts. It goes like this. There are very technical details. I'm skipping these parts. Actually, Michel Voiceless, in one of his interviews, he says that my sounds are my puppets. And he was very interested in working with puppetry and puppeteers, actually. So I was also very interested because he couldn't complete this before he died. So that's something I'm really interested in working with puppeteers in terms of the gestural music. And then I graduated, and then I became a research associate at Sonology because I had this project cruising at the intersection of sound art and car mechanics. Because back in Istanbul with my collective, we made a night together with a weaving machine and people who are not musicians but machine operators, but they know how their machines work. So I always had this idea how these professionals listen to the machines. And then this Garage Tokcan was, I was living in the same street with this guy, Ibrahim. He's a car mechanic. And I was actually asking him these questions, like, how do you listen to a car engine? How do you diagnose? Or do you use musicality in your work? When you use a hammer, do you keep a rhythm? Mm-hmm. What's your relation with sound or music or listening anyway? And I was also talking to him about my electroacoustic music practices. So in academy, like what we do, he's completely not aware of what we are doing. And in the academy, actually, they always talk about these guys, and they go to these spaces, record sounds, and they make electroacoustic music with that sounds. But nobody actually establish an intimate relationship, and then be friends. So that was my actually goal. So rather than top to down approach, I wanted him to contribute in my work, and I wanted to make something together. And I also applied to Rewire Festival. They actually wanted me to make this work because they already knew that I'm working on this. And then this piece came up, Rewire Sound Art Tour. So this was the first teaser about...
Birincisi arabanın içerisindeki elektronik parçada problem varsa ondan aşağıda kalabilirsiniz. Çarşı şekilde arkasından attığı eksiz dumanından veyahut da mekanik sisteminin bozuk olmasından. O eğer bozulsa tok tok tok tok ses yapar. Motorda eğer ses varsa motor içerisinde alt takımda varsa da tok tok tok bir ses yapar. Üstte ise tik tik tik güzel bir farklı bir ses yapar. O zaman metal şüphel gibi tren ses yapar. İşte bunlar önemli özel seslerinden oluyor. Tabii bunlar ikinci bir yere, üçüncüler bir yere geldi ve bir seçimde ortaya çıkıyor.
This was before I started building up the installation. I can skip these parts. Yeah, so actually he gave me a spark plug. Everyone knows what a spark plug is. It's the part of the ignition system which fires up the benzene, the fuel inside. And this is that part. And I found a way to trigger those parts with an Arduino, with a TNZ. And this was the first try. Actually, the electricity is trying to jump to the ground. This pin yeah. is the ground pin. And I was thinking, and I actually bent it. It was closer. And then I decided to replace that pin with a wire. And then connect it to a motor, which moves the ground. And I noticed that if the distance is higher, the sound is more cracky, more loud. And if distance is closer, the sound is warmer and it's quieter.
But the pitch, where does this come from?
That's about how many times in a second you trigger.
Okay.
So basically, if you trigger it 440 times in a second, it will give A4. So it's like a regular sound physics, musical theory. And then I bought these motors and also the linear actuators to be able to control the distance. And then I started making these cabinets and the detail for making of it.
Oh, I want to live inside your brain. It's amazing.
I'm skipping fast. And I started building all, actually at first the idea was making it interactive. I assembled distance sensors on each speaker, as you will see, but the electromagnetic interference was so high that it was messing up the sensors. So at the end I couldn't use the sensors, but yeah, so... Here you can clearly see that if it goes higher, it's more cracky and loud. And all those motors and the sequencer, like how many times the spark plugs will be triggered, were running generatively in a max patch that I built it. But actually, by the way, just right under the coils, there are guitar pickups, which picks up the sound itself. That's how I amplify it. But it's very hard to shoot it with a video, because like, it's a special piece.
Yeah.
And yeah, once you get closer to one, you start not hearing others.
Yeah.
And you can maybe concentrate on two, or you can get far and listen all together as something different. I think I can finish here. If you don't have questions, I can show a very little bonus thing.
Bring it on.
Which is...
Yeah.
And full analog salt box that I built. And actually, this has... all the notes are regular, like CD, for maybe if you're interested in analog logic chips and stuff, all is standard. But I've added a star pot, which means it controls the current between the battery and the circuit. And when you starve the circuit, it starts making unexpected sounds. So the current parameter is also, the current is also one of the parameters of the circuit. And actually, the upper part is a salt box, and down the white part is a tea box. And because, like, here is what's inside. This is an LM 386 based amplifier that I built myself. The front part is that, and at the back part. So these chips are actually synthesizers, the oscillators. And at the other side, there is a karaoke board, which provides a delay.
Okay, nice.
So yeah, that was bonus.
Wow.